Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And yes, hallelujah. We can just say, hallelujah. You are good. Your covenant is good. Your plan for our life is good. Everything is good in you. Thank you that your hand was always upon us and you have now brought us back to the reality of who you are. And in that, we find out who we are. And then we can run together in the goodness of your plan for us, for our families, and for this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 1, verse 1 to 6. I, Paul, have been called and sent by Jesus the Messiah, according to God's plan, along with my friend Sosthenes. I sent this letter to you in God's church at Corinth, believers cleaned up by Jesus and set apart for a God-filled life. I include in my greeting all who call out to Jesus, wherever they live. He is their master as well as ours. May all the gifts and benefits that come from God our Father and the Master Jesus Christ be yours. Every time I think of you, and I think of you often, I thank God for your lives of free and open access to God given by Jesus. There's no end to what has happened in you. It's beyond speech, beyond knowledge. The evidence of Christ has been clearly verified in your life.
Hallelujah. Beautiful, powerful. And yeah, I just so love this morning as I was just going through all the messages on Abba Father. And it's just, I just say a big amen. It's a wonderful, great understanding that is coming to us, because that is true wisdom. The understanding that comes from the Word, from the heart of God, from His Spirit, that lets us to know. And know is to be aware of, able to speak about, and then to experience. So it's wonderful to get into the Word, to turn from darkness to light, to wake up morning by morning, be enlightened in the love the Father has for us on a daily basis. This is the day of the Lord for us, and tomorrow it's going to be, and it's going to go on for eternity. I so love the little testimony that an oldish lady shared, and it's talking about when she was worshiping the Lord, and the understanding of worship is worshiping in spirit and in truth. You aware of God with you and in you and around you, and so you walk conscious of Him, and that's what it's all about, and that's going on into eternity. And she was saying, I don't understand, how can we do this for eternity? And then the Lord gave us such a beautiful word that just blessed me. He says, I will always have something to reveal to you. So we seen that reality is becoming a reality now as we just stay in tune with the Lord, as our spirit is united to His Spirit and we are walking conscious to His leadings. We experience the Father and the Son and the kingdom and the realities of His plan as He works with us, with performing signs and miracles. And the signs and the miracles will always be according to His leading. So know the goodness of God is here. We've been restored. We've come home. We're in the kingdom with our God, with our Savior, having the angels and blessed in every way. So we can just arise and shine when we have that concept and that understanding and just stay in tune with the Lord, because that's where it needs to be. I think of the beautiful scripture in Ephesians 3:14. He says, we find our true name in the Father and in the Son. And how do we do that? When we turn to them, we get born again of the Spirit. And then the Spirit comes and He witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. Everything that He witnesses is that He's a good God and we are children. And so in the light of that, the love of God has opened up to us, the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height. And it's an onward thing. It's going to be glory to glory every day. So as we just stay in tune and grow like a child grows, we grow in this family, in this light, in this love, being mindful of it and sharing it with others. and it's the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height of the love of God. His plan for us, plan for others, and his plan for this world to restore it back into all that it's supposed to be, because it was made by God, for God, and for his people. So arise and shine, people of God, holy ones, set apart to know your God, know yourself, and to bless others around you, and so play a part in being a fragrance and bringing this earth back to the way it should be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.